Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night, depending on where you are in the world. Welcome to the Griff Report, live Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern. I'm your host, the Griff God.
Hotep Jesus. Hotep Jesus. Hotep Jesus.
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
Oh, this is a real Hotep, brother.
Hotep to the chat. Hotep to the Hotep of Stanis.
Hotep.
I got a very, very special guest for you today. You know, you guys, some of you guys think, you know, I'm a big crypto guy, but I have people I look up to in this space. The gentleman in front of your screen that you see is not only a genius when it comes to crypto, but he also he runs his own bots and software and AI. He's into a million different things in the crypto space. We have a lot to cover today. Welcome to the channel, Crypto Blood. What's up, cuz? What's up?
Hey, bro. Not cuz.
Say
blood. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm just. Hey, man. It's been a long time. I remember when I first came on your channel, maybe 2017, I think.
Damn.
It was that long ago.
Oh,
I was supposed to date. I was supposed to debate my boy, Bitcoin Zay. And he had some. Remember?
Oh, shit. Whatever happened with that?
I don't know. Maybe we'll have to, you know.
Zay's watching right now.
Zay,
did you punk out, Zay?
Nah, I think he had something go on. I think he had something come up. So
I gotta.
But no, man, it's been.
I gotta start some trouble. I gotta start some trouble. Zay punked out of the first debate. He's scared of crypto blood.
Nah, not at all. That's my guy. We got the same birthday.
Do y'all?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Season, baby.
That's crazy. Yeah, I'm gonna get Zay on next. And then, yeah, do you remember what we was about to debate, though? I think it was...
I can't even remember.
If I remember correctly, it was store of value versus means of exchange.
Maybe.
I think that's what
it
was.
It'd be interesting to have that debate now. It's some years have passed. Some things haven't happened in Bitcoin that we all think, not all, but some of us feel like some of the OGs in the space, like Bitcoin, Zay and myself, think should have happened, but they haven't. So... yeah, we may have to have that conversation, bro. That's going to be interesting.
Yes, sir. Real quick, before we get into the juicy stuff, the Bitcoin happening is coming up. According to the very little bit of crypto knowledge I have, this means that the block reward is going to get halved?
Yes. It's going to go from 900 to 450.
Okay. So what does that mean? Some people are saying afterward the Bitcoin price is going to go up. My economic mind can't wrap my mind around the fact that the value to miners gets slashed, yet somehow the price goes up. I don't get that.
Yeah, absolutely. Because you got to think, if the price of, if their profits get slashed in half, right, then inherently for them to continue to operate, something has to shift. Either they go out of business, the security of the network goes down, we kind of go into a spiral loop, a feedback loop, or the price goes up and meets where demand is and price and all that. So it has to even out. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, so although they get less of a reward because the Bitcoin is worth more, it starts to even out.
Yeah. Should be double or more. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Right.
Now that
and
makes
this,
sense.
And so this time, though, Hotep, this time is different in regards to the halving because we have, as you know, the BlackRocks, the Fidelities. They're all in this game now. They're buying 7,600 bitcoins a day. Yeah, on average.
Damn.
You got 900 being mined, about to be reduced to 450.
Mm-hmm.
The math ain't mathing, man. The math ain't mathing.
Damn.
We're going to see a price hike, in my opinion.
Yeah.
The market is going to definitely reprice Bitcoin.
All right, we're going to come back to that with some other topics we got to discuss here today. I want to get right into the juicy topic, the racist meme coins.
Oh, my God.
Can you update people as to what happened and then tell us your sentiment and how you felt about the whole thing? Some of y'all missed this, but there was a racist meme coins going around.
It took storm on Solana Network, bro. So there's this site called pump.fun.
Right.
A shameless plug to them. And this site, it operates in the way where essentially you can launch a coin there. And every time someone purchases or sells that coin, it pops up on the homepage. So all you see is Don't bring it up on live stream, bro. It's some of the most egregious shit you ever see in your life.
Facts.
That comes across because there's no filter.
Right.
Which is cool. Like, I'd rather have a no filter society so that we can weed out and, you know, make our own decisions. So anyway, bro, at some point, all you start seeing was nigga this coin and, you know, they went to the AI and made a black Putin. That's the one I used on my thumbnail a few weeks ago. And yeah, it got out of control, bro. It was going crazy and people were making these, spinning them up. Really no roadmap, no intention for anything other than just to meme it and go. And that's what memes are, right? Memes are just a motif that's carried and transmitted through society, right? And
right.
So, I mean, a biologist made the coin meme up. So that's what it is. It's
a biologist made up the coin meme?
Yeah, he made the coin, the term meme up.
Oh, okay.
In the 80s or 70s, I believe. Richard Dawkins. So, man, it caught wildfire. But here's my issue. Here is what I do have an issue with. Okay. It was all good until they start talking about the Jays.
And they started talking about the tunnel diggers.
When they started talking about Rabbi Schmierchen or whatever. When they started talking about the rabbis, bro, it had to stop. And so that's where I have the problem. I get upset when you allow one class of individuals to be memeified, vilified, or talked about, or whatever, but not another.
Yeah.
I have a problem with that. Let it all be free reign.
But there was nothing they could do about that, right? Like, because it's just free reign with the meme coins. You're talking about more so how people responded. When it was nigga coin, nobody really said much. It was a joke, ha, ha, ha. But as soon as it was rabbi coin, then all of a sudden everybody
started
like,
coming. I knew they were going
to
come.
We can't do that. This is bad. We have to stop this. Stop the Solana network. That's when all that rhetoric came. Yeah.
And then, you had, heads of Solana and, you know, coming out saying, we're going to look into this and see how we can mitigate this on the main chain and, you know, filter it essentially on the blockchain explorer. So that pissed me off. That pissed me off.
Yeah, that's whack. You got to let it all fly. Did you make any coin off the racist coins?
I didn't make any coins, or I didn't make any money off the coins. I didn't buy any.
Oh, you didn't buy any? Okay.
Because I knew it would probably fade out quick. And
right.
It did. It didn't even last like a week.
Yeah.
Before it moved on. So
right.
Because it is unsustainable. But again, Hotep, let it be in the marketplace, right? And let the market determine the longevity of it, and that shit won't last.
It won't last.
You can't market. You can't. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it shows us that if you let free speech reign, the good stuff will rise to the top. The horrible false stuff will sink, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Big
and
fact.
So hey, it is what it is.
Ladies
bro.
And gentlemen, if you'd like to ask the expert here a question about crypto, go ahead and drop the super chats. Our goal today is a mere $44. Let's take a look here. We have a Telegram group. Shout out to Syscoin, my sponsor. And we have a Telegram group as we wait for Super Dapp to be launched. And naturally, I got into the meme coins thanks to Stacky. Stacky. She pretty much forced me into this. She was like, Hotep, it's too easy. You need to be in. And I follow my mentors. I follow the experts. If they say I need to be in, then I need to be in. So I've been in for the past week. And there were some complaints about the tech of crypto, right? It's complicated. Yeah. You got seed phrases. You got all this shit, right? And I said, mm-hmm. Y'all act like y'all never seen a dystopian movie before. We are in the future, and this is where everyone who wants to survive will do it with tech, swim or drown, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we see that with the Netflix show Altered Carbon. You know, we've seen it with all these shows where you have the oligarch class, right, who controls everything, and then the people who are fighting against the powers that be. But you always see the people who fighting against the let's call it the rebellion. The rebellion is very tech savvy. They're doing cybernetic parts and they're transacting in different crypto coins. So, you know, what I was saying to people is that in the future, because we become such a tech society, learning tech is going to be a must. And for people to have pushback against that is it's short-sighted, because we're already in that. Like, your grandma had to migrate to a smartphone. People had to migrate to the computers. People are now on social media. So we, just because it's happening, I think it's because it's happening slow, people don't notice it. And so there's been a bunch of pushback. And then we got this message from somebody, and he's very pessimistic. You know, he says, it's a whole process is the major problem with this space. It's a shitty user experience that turns people away. Not everybody is in the 0.05% of nerds who are really gung ho about doing all that shit. Some people are just regular people who work with their hands and don't have time to spend days researching this shit so they can buy a $50 worth of JPEGs. That's my point. Solve the user experience problem and make it easy for people to actually buy what you want them to buy, and adoption is much better and easier. Having a book full of key phrases and passwords and wallet addresses just so you can do something that should be simple isn't controlling your money, or someone else will. It's just relentlessly tedious, creates far too many points of failure. How do you respond?
Who said this?
I'd rather
gun him down.
How do you respond to that, Crypto Blood?
Okay, can you at least tell me how old this person is?
Probably 50 years old.
50?
Yeah.
Boomer. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a boomer. Yeah.
Man, I don't even know where to start, bro. Like, it's like you said, it's either swim or sink. Sink right. or swim. That we're at that point, Hotep. You have to become highly tech savvy or you're going to get left behind, or because the other scenario still leaves you left behind, because the other scenario is that you don't have a job, you don't have a skill in the modern day AI world, and you become a slave to the government, because guess what? You don't have a job, so you need UBI.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're taking money from the government's tit, you're sucking it from the tit, guess what? You got to do whatever they tell you to do.
Right.
You know, you got to get that. You know, that jab, you got to do whatever you're supposed to do at that point. So you don't want to be in that situation, ladies and gentlemen. You don't want to be in that situation. So I would say he is his way of thinking is it's true, but it's not. It's old. He needs to update it. And he at 50 should be able to adapt.
Yeah.
And pivot. You know, if you're 70, 80, okay. But at 50, you should definitely be able to jump up to speed on what's going on in the space, crypto, AI. I actually think AI is more disruptive than crypto, bro.
Agreed.
That's a whole nother conversation. So people need to be aware of what industries are going to be eliminated from AI. Get away from those industries ASAP, because it's growing at an exponential rate. That means you don't notice it. Humans have a hard time realizing and tracking exponential growth.
Mm.
So we're in that phase, man. Just get down or lay down, you know?
Yeah. You know, I was thinking about his point about the UX, right? And my response to that was a UX bug to you is a useful feature to another person. I happen to love the fact that I have to track the wallet and C phrase and the organizing. I love that aspect of it because it's forcing me to be more cognizant of my money, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, when he mentions, you know, convenience, well, the convenience is you're going to just roll back into a situation where crypto will be handled through a fintech company, right? And then and you're back into the same old game that the Templar set up, where they're going to be, you know, fractionally reserving your crypto. And then one day you're going to wake up and it's not going to be there.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely.
Like
that's exactly what's going to happen.
So you can trade convenience for freedom, for sovereignty. You can do that, but you have to understand that's what you're doing.
That's right.
And this 50-year-old man is a libertarian / anarchist. So for me to read that from him was surprising.
I can't believe that.
Yeah.
I can't believe that. Yeah, that's shocking, bro. You have to. You said it perfectly. You're giving up freedom if you want the convenience. And we're in that age where we have to start getting uncomfortable to take back some of our liberties, our freedom. So yeah. I'm with you head on that when you hit that spot on.
It took me a couple of days to get acclimated with the meme coins. I lost half a sol today. I got rugged half a sol today.
Of course. Welcome to the club.
Yeah, this is
just
part of the
started. That's your induction.
That's the cost to learn, right? But I also had a 100% win this weekend, right? And I've been taking 15%ers. I got a 60% win yesterday. So, you know, I want to get your technical experience, right? So, okay. This is me being selfish now and using you as a consultant, right? Trading consultant, because you trade, right? You're a trader. Day trader.
Yep.
Yeah. And we're going to get into your bots and all of that in a few, because I'm going to need help with the bots. But what I notice is right now I'm on Photon, okay? And trading on Photon, they have these cat meme coins, okay? And what happens is the cat meme coins is they start out with, it seems to be like some sort of false liquidity pool and a false market cap. And it's just green candles for about 15 to 20 minutes. And then it dumps and there's zero liquidity and it just goes to zero.
Oh, rug pull.
Rug pull.
Rug pull.
Have you seen that? Are you on Photon?
Yes. I'm aware of rug pulls.
Yeah.
You have to be very cautious of that. So it just depends on, so like there are some ways where you can see that protect yourself from a rug pull. And it doesn't mean that you won't lose money, at least. The thing about protecting yourself from a rug pull, at least the liquidity is locked. Okay. You want locked liquidity. So like on Dex Screener,
it'll tell you.
DexScreener.com. Yep. And you'll see like over in the right hand side under price, you'll see a liquidity. And if you see a lock icon in the middle of that circle, that means that liquidity is locked.
Right.
And that's important because that basically protects you from a rug pull. So the person that created the coin usually puts up a liquidity for the pool to trade. So that means they have to become the market maker, right? So they got to put up, if it's on Solana, they got to put up X amount of SOL and then the worthless token,
right,
that they created. So you got a market,
right?
You want to see coins that have that locked, because if not, it can run up, and as people trade that pool, well, this pool with the coin goes a little bit lower. This pool with the actual real value, which is like your Solana and stuff, gets higher and higher. And it kind of goes up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he can take all that.
Yes.
If the liquidity isn't locked.
Yes.
So that's the rug pull, and it leaves you with nothing.
All right. So I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, like, I'm the fool trading the rug pull when I should be the guy creating the rug pull. So how do we create the how do we create?
Oh, you got to do your Hotep's a genius, Hotep.com.
Hotep, you're a genius, HotepJesus.com.
Because obviously they're the smart ones and I'm the idiot here, you know?
Yeah, and that's why, you know, I I'll tell you this. I think everyone should start a meme.
Mm.
It's part of your brand.
Yes.
It's part of your brand, right? And think of it as part of your brand.
Hotep meme coin coming soon, by the way.
There you go.
Yes.
Heard it here first.
Yeah.
No, seriously, you should. And the way you should do it is a fair launch. That way, like pump.fun is one platform for that. You can do a fair launch. And basically what happens is, in Pink Slip, I think, or Pink Sales. PinkSales.com, I think, is another.
Yep.
PinkSales.io. I don't know.
Yeah, Pink Sale, yeah.
Yeah, those are like launch pads where you can, you know, release it in a fair way. Now, Pink Sales is different than pump.fun. Because Pink Sales is what's called a pre-sale launch.
Right.
I don't like those. That's going to get us into some SEC issues, in my opinion, later on down the road. You want to do a fair launch where Pump, like a site like Pump, you take all the coins and send it to them in a bonding curve contract. So all the coins that you mint go to them, and then people are able to buy back from the bonding curve. Okay. And it creates like a secondary market until it hits a threshold where then that coin gets a liquidity pool created automatically. It's locked, everything, and it's ready for Radium. If you're trading on Solana, that they'll create a Radium liquidity pool for you.
Right.
And so that way is a lot better.
And what's Radium? That's another Radium protocol.
Well, no, it's basically the Uniswap of Solana.
Okay. Got you. I got you. Okay. Got you.
So Jupiter, or not Jupiter, is another one that's becoming much bigger. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's a Uniswap of Solana. So they create a Radium pool for you where you can trade your liquidity. And now you're open in the market. But that's the way I would do it. I would do a fair launch to keep yourself out of it. You know, all the coins are, sent to the bonding curve, and then people can buy them after that, creating a nice market.
Okay, I like that. That's probably the route we're going to go. Now, coming back to these rugs. So what are they doing? They're taking real Solana and creating a liquidity pool, except it's unlocked.
Yeah.
And then rugging everybody. So everybody puts their coinage in, it goes into the market, and then they're like, then they just drain it.
Yep. So I don't know. Are you familiar with how do you trade on Solana right now?
Photon.
Photon. Okay. I'm going to send you a video and maybe you can drop it in the chat room. But there's a video I did, a tutorial on a Telegram bot that I've been using for, about a month and a half or so now that allows you to easily trade right within Telegram and you're able to get in and out very quickly and track all your coins and your actual P&Ls right in the bot.
See, that's what Telegram. I need
that's
the
what
bot
you need. Yeah,
so will
need
it do limit buys?
It will do limit buys. It'll do dollar cost average, so you can set up, like, say you want a dollar cost average into a meme coin or any Solana coin,
right?
You can set up an interval buying amount.
Right.
Right. So you can do every 30 minutes or whatever you want, 30 minutes, hour, and it'll buy X amount for you as long as they're sold in there.
Right.
In your wallet. So yeah, I'll definitely send you that, man. You check that out, and it'll increase your game on that front for sure.
Yeah, I need the bot games, because sometimes I'm sitting here waiting for the dip.
And I said all that to say because you were saying about rug pulls. So in the bot, it shows you whether or not, like, the new coins that come out, it'll show you whether or not the liquidity is locked.
Got you.
For you right there on the screen. So out the gate, you can kind of tell, okay, this one has liquidity locked. It's safer. Does not mean you won't lose money, because it's still, like, the person can still sell down to the point of liquidity bottom.
Mm-hmm.
You can still lose money.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm up 4% on my AOC buy this morning. I'm in on the AOC game. You know what I mean? Shout out to the AOC squad. Man. What?
There's a lot of those.
They got the Trump, and then they got the Bowden. So the political bots.
They're going crazy.
The political meme coins.
All wrong. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. I didn't get any of those either. I should have. They were going crazy.
Yeah, I made a couple of trades on Trump and Bowden, and successful ones too in AOC. Because I'm in the political space somewhat, you know, it's on brand for me. So I'm not pumping shit that's off brand. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Exactly.
And it's still entertaining to my audience. So that's why I like those. The rest of the stuff I don't really promote. I just trade, you know, silently. Okay. So the bots is going to be the Telegram group, and I can do limit buys. That's what I was trying to figure out. Like, where the fuck do I do the limit buys? Where they got the limit buys?
Limit and limit sort. Look, you can do limit sales too. You have stop, like, not stop loss, but limit orders ready at the above the market.
Yes.
And it'll trigger it for you. So you don't have to be at home. You can be wherever. You know, you got Telegram on your laptop, phone.
Yeah.
So it's cloud based. So you can access it anywhere. You got it. You have to have a bot that you're using to place your orders in this meme game, because there's no other way. You're gonna be behind the curve.
Be behind the curve, yeah, because then I'll be sitting here looking at the charts all day.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, that's not what I want. I want the, because I'm used to trading, right? And I'm used to trading based upon limits. Like if I use Binance, you know, I was doing limit buys on, I was setting my limit buys on Syscoin. Like when it hits this price, just buy, right?
Yep.
So I'm definitely a limit guy and good. So we're gonna get the bots. Send me that video. Can you take a few seconds to find that video? I'm Arena's super chat and I'll share it with the chat as well.
Yep, just got it for you. Where should I send it in the?
You can send it in my DMs.
Okay.
And I'll share it.
Yep. Yeah, it's a tutorial, so it walks you through the whole thing, guys. It'll be a benefit for you for sure.
We got 10 gifted super. I'm sorry, 10 gifted memberships from Jabari.
Oh, this a real hotel, bro.
Shout out to Jabari. Appreciate you.
Right.
You know that's Charleston White's voice.
Hold on, bro. Stop.
Yeah.
Stop. Let me play that again, bro. Hold on. Let me hear that one.
Oh, this a real hotel, brother.
So I got to tell you the story, right?
Shout out to Charleston White. That's my nigga.
So check this out. I'll go on with Alex Stein, right?
Okay.
Alex Stein said, yo, you're going to be on my show. So yeah. I log in and Charleston White's there in the studio. I'm like, oh, here we go.
Bro.
So I'm on Zoom. Charleston White's there. He's there. And it's all these gay flags everywhere, right? So I'm already mad, uncomfortable, right? So I said to Charles, I was like, Charles, do not let him do this. Tell him when to stop. Do not be a part of this. So at some point, Charleston White figured out that I wasn't there acting, because that's what they're doing. They're acting. They're putting on a show. They're entertaining, right? Charleston White admits this. But I'm being real about myself. Like, yo, stop with the gay flags. Put that away. Stop exactly. with the gay shit, Alex. And that's exactly. And that's when he said,
oh, this a real hotel, bro.
Yo, I don't know your opinion on Charleston White, but I actually like him, man. I like Charleston.
I think it's a net positive.
Yeah, I like Charleston White a lot.
Yeah, why?
You know, remember I told you to years ago, I was like, Hotep, please get with Hassan Campbell. You didn't know who Hassan was back then. I'm sure
I remember.
You know who Hassan Campbell is, not right.
Yeah.
So he's a better, refined, more, I don't want to say knowledgeable, because that may be offensive to Hassan, but you get where I'm saying, right?
Yeah, he's very knowledgeable.
He's a more refined type of Hassan Campbell, in my opinion.
Okay.
Okay, so he can hold an argument. He can hold his opinion pretty well. And he does it in a way, like I can read through the tomfoolery, right?
Right.
A lot of stuff is shock and awe to get your attention. But at the end of the day, I do get his message and where he's going with things. He's not perfect, but yeah, I think he's actually doing a great thing for the community.
I think he's a net positive. He puts things into the light and says the things that everybody else is afraid to say, especially black people with notoriety, because we know that they're political prisoners. Their checks are based upon, you know, not offending anything that's part of the leftist culture, right? So their livelihood is on the line, whereas him, he's like, nah, I'm fucking with Trump. Here's a Confederate flag. And
it just shocks me, bro. Like, I'm not at that level where, you know, you've got tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars on the table. Maybe you've already banked maybe 40 or 50 million. And like, when is enough enough?
Right.
I'm asking because, like, I would think some of the people that we know, right, celebrity, black celebrity, you would think they would say, okay, enough is enough. I've got enough. Let me go ahead and speak the truth. Cancel me if you want. Basically like a Yeezy, basically.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I just, it's so crazy to me that not more people have come out, black entertainers have come out and said enough is enough.
Yeah, you know what I think it is? I think they have a false wealth, right?
What do you mean by that?
So you got to follow debt to income ratio, right? So your debt to income ratios based upon your monthly cash flow, right? So if your monthly cash flow is not generated based upon a mechanism that's uncancelable, you know, it's dependent upon sponsorships and partnerships, your debt to income ratio is going to take a hit after you take, you know, tell the truth, right? So,
oh, yeah.
You know, the cash flow. Yeah.
Diddy's in a liquidity crisis right now.
Exactly.
Big time.
Yes.
Big time. A lot of people don't understand. Yeah. Like you're right. You're right, bro. You know, your net worth doesn't mean you have that in the bank. I was explaining that to someone last week because I know someone who was a billionaire, and I was explaining to that to the a person that we were talking about. That person, I said, you know, it doesn't mean he has 8 billion or 20 billion in the bank. He may have, I don't know, 500 million, 300 right. million, whatever it may be. But you got to understand the mindset of a person that is a billionaire or highly successful outside of sports and entertainment. They actually made their money. Cash is the enemy.
Mm.
You're not trying to have a lot of cash because it's not making you any. You're not yielding anything about of having cash in the bank. You want that money to be at work. So
working capital.
Yeah, that's true, bro.
Yeah, they want that working capital. That's what they realize, you know. Sometimes my family members hit me up for money. I'm like, nigga, all my capital is working. I ain't got no money. Like, if I wanted to splurge right now, I couldn't. I ain't got it. It's tied up.
Right.
Because I think like a billionaire. I think like that, you know, that wealth type situation where your money's always working in something. I got money working right now in Men of Order, right? Just building equity. But I think these celebrities – first of all, the amount of people they have on payroll, I think they carry a tremendous amount of debt we don't know about in houses. So if that cash flow isn't there, they'd probably be in the red if they got canceled. You know what I'm saying? Because two problems. One, they don't know how to money manage, or somebody else is managing their money. And the other one is they don't know how to generate business. They don't know business. They know I can rap and make a single. Right. I can do appearances at a club, but they don't know how to take their current capital and start something from scratch.
Right. True. Now, let me ask you this, because that's probably 99% of the black celebrity culture or industry, right? But what about the top tier? The S tiers, my daughter say. I guess that's the new term for the young ones. S tier.
Yes.
S tiers meaning your Jay-Z's. I'm thinking of those people. Like, he can quit today. Like, he's radical, but it's like not he. I don't know, bro. Like, in his raps, you'll hear little gems in his latest, you know. But it, I don't know, bro. He's still aligning with the liberals.
So I'm
thoroughly confused.
So with Jay, I think the issue with Jay is it's again, two things. Either one, he hasn't reached his goal yet. Right. So we talked about when is enough enough. I don't think he's hit his number yet. Right. Two. Well, now it's three, really, because two is like I'm having fun. Right. We cannot remove fun factor. I'm Jay-Z and I run the Super Bowl halftime show.
Facts.
I'm not giving that shit up to have a political opinion.
That's fact. I didn't think about that one.
Yeah. Like, so he's starting to gain so much power in different culture, and the NFL is the biggest culture in America, right? So the fact that he gets to decide the Super Bowl, it's like, I'm not telling you who I'm going to vote for or have a political opinion and ruin, you know, how far I've made it. And then I think the next thing is, agents and family. Your agent looking at you like, dog, I'm eating off of you, and if you say that shit, we gonna fight.
Yep.
So the agents and the PR guys, they're thinking about them and their families. So it could be an unselfish thing where it's saying I could be selfish and say, hey, here's my political opinion, cancel me, drop my cash flow to zero, I don't care. But how many people just lost their job? And that's the trap of all of this, right?
Yeah.
Because the new kid you just hired to be manager of something, and the people that work in that department, and your agent and your accountant, all these people are now unemployed. So you got to spend time to set everybody in the organization up. Like, look, I'm about to make a play and ruin this whole shit. So let me set y'all up here. You go be with 2 Chainz. You go be with 50. You go here. And you kind of got to like dissolve your group before, or make yourself uncancelable. And what I really believe is, I think the concept of being canceled isn't real. I think it's the fear that's holding people back.
Well, we see it with Ye. Come on, bro. They tried hard to cancel that dude.
Right.
And he came back with Vultures. Number one album.
Right? Number one album.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, you're right. In this day and age, if you're right, bro, he was fearless. He was fearless and went forward with. And I didn't agree with some of the stuff that he was saying.
Right.
Maybe it was a shock and all. He was doing a Charles and White type situation. I don't know. But at the end of the day, and net, I think it was great. It was great to see him basically David versus Goliath. You know.
Right. Right.
At the end of the day.
Yeah. But yeah, you know, with the Ye situation, we saw, you know, the Apple deal, I mean, the, Adidas deal, and his net worth plummeted, and, you know, you let those chips fall where they may, but, you're right. Like, at what point do you, all right, here's the last one that I think that people are afraid of. They afraid of that bullet.
There you go. Damn, I didn't even think about that one. That'll make a whole bunch of people not. Especially, think about it. You're living a posh, man. You're living the best life. You're one part of the 1%, maybe 0.1%. You take like a jigger, right? Yeah, I ain't giving. I'm not doing all that. I want to be here with my kids. I want to see them. Yeah, man. Hey.
He got blue ivy growing up.
Fuck you, Democrats. I hate you motherfuckers. Y'all got a chokehold on it. It's a self-fulfilling feedback loop, bro.
Yeah.
They got the media. They got art, culture, music, entertainment. They got it on locks, bro.
And as soon as you talk up, like, look at Sam Cooke. Look at Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
It seemed like every time somebody step up and make that play you're talking about, their life gets taken.
Why hasn't Ye been touched yet?
So I think Ye hasn't been touched yet because he's too loud and it'll be too obvious.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So there are mouth moves and then there are actionable moves. And I think the actionable moves will get you a race. Sam Cooke starting his own distribution company. Whoa. Michael Jackson owning all of the royalties to the most popular music of all time, right? Beatles, Dolly Parton, et cetera, right? So him making a move and teaching people distribution, because that's really what the music industry comes down to. It comes down to the fact that
Prince. He held all his stuff, right?
Yeah.
Damn, I'm seeing the pattern there.
And Prince doesn't do too much talking. He dropped hints.
But it was actions though.
It was actions.
Like you said, it was actions.
Ye ain't doing no actions. He just talking. That nigga trying to sell clothes.
Yeah. Right.
It's not like the nigga's building distribution infrastructure, right? Or challenging Apple Music or challenging, you know what I mean?
If he were
doing that, then his safety's on the line. But he just talking. And again, Ye is already deemed crazy. So you can just write it off and say, oh, he's crazy. He's a lunatic. So nobody pays attention to him.
Yeah.
So you don't got to kill him.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oof. Yeah. What about this kind of not down the line or vein of black entertainers or, you know, figureheads. What about like Andrew Tate, bro?
What about him?
They went hard at him. You think he's actionable with his, or is it all talk?
So
they're
I'm
going hard after him.
I'm going to have to go with Uncle Hotep's take. So sometimes what happens is they go after you to make you bigger. So Uncle Hotep thinks he's controlled ops.
Ah,
Right? So it's basically saying, Adam Weishaupt, right? I'm going to give you the leaders so you don't find your own, right? And look at the masculinity space. Right now, masculinity space is being controlled by Tate,
yep.
Pearly Things, and Fresh and Fit, right?
Who?
Fresh and
who?
Fit.
No. Who?
Pearly Things?
Who is that?
She's this new chick in the space.
She?
Yeah.
She controls the masculine?
Well, what she does is she bashes women for not being traditional.
Oh, okay. I haven't heard of her. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I had to check her out.
Yeah. So she's been getting a lot of play recently. So basically what it, you know, the way the conspiracy theory goes is they want to make the masculinity space look bad. So they choose people, right? And they choose people like Fresh and Fit and Cobra Tate. And then these people with their, you know, bad opinions make this space look bad.
Have you been on Fresh and Fit?
I have.
I can't stand them dudes, bro.
I wrote their marketing plan.
Oh, okay.
But they...
I don't even watch them, but I'm just... And maybe I have a bad assessment because I don't watch them, but just the little stuff that I see...
They rug me.
They rug pulled you? They pulled the liquidity on my man, Hotep. They pulled the podcast liquidity pool on you, man.
Yeah. I helped him rise. I'm not solo. Yeah, I helped him.
Is that a first? Is that a first publicly known thing?
No, I've said it on his channel before.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't talk about it often because I don't want to seem like a hater, like I'm bitter about it. It's business, right? Like, if you just, you know, felt a certain type of way where you didn't want me on the platform because I challenged your opinions, then, you know, that's fine. But that's really what it came down to. I challenged Myron's opinion on Donovan Sharp's podcast, and then I got rug pulled and basically uninvited to the Fresh and Fit thing.
Real alpha man, and that's to my point. I think I could see a beta from a mile away.
Yeah.
And both them niggas are betas. I don't care how much money you have, how much fame you have. I don't care if you work for the FBI, CIA. I can see it. And I saw right through it. And for them to be this, you know, oh, ladies, pie, we the guys, all the ladies love us, you know.
Did you see the baby mama?
Come to death row. Come to death row. All you want. Come to death row.
Did you see the baby mama drama?
Yes. Oh my God.
I know you were like. Here's the thing. I like Fresh. Me and Fresh, we're cool.
Now
we're,
Fresh is the dark skinned guy?
Or? Yeah.
Okay. All right.
He's a nice guy. You know,
okay.
I don't want to call him a beta, but he's okay. Right. So.
But you can be a nice. No, hold on. No. Hold up. Being a beta does not mean you're like the slum of the earth or anything.
Correct.
Like that, right?
Right.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
He just gets a bad
nice
rap.
Dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. But he's beta energy, right?
Right.
And
right,
like you
right.
said, there's nothing wrong with that, right?
No, it's not.
It's just that when you're beta energy trying to pretend you're alpha, that's where things
there
can get weird, right?
There you go.
So when I saw it happen with Fresh, it wasn't like I was celebrating. I just thought it was fucking hilarious. But I'm disappointed because men come to you for advice to not have the baby mama drama.
Mm-hmm.
And you fell for this sex worker chick? Like,
damn.
You know, you're supposed to be able to, first of all, you're Fresh and Fit. You guys are making millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Why not get a regular chick? Why date the IG models you have on your show when you make fun of them every night, right? Like,
yeah.
So to me, it seemed off brand for him to do that. And it just is a bit disappointing.
No, it's actually on brand because he's faking on camera and is real behind doors. Reverend Blood is speaking today, y'all. Pass that offering plate around. Give my man Hotep, pass it around.
Drop the supers. The goal is 44 bucks.
Drop the
supers.
Man, come on, y'all. Let's get it.
But Myron, I thought, handled that crisis. I was like, oh, look, she's a sex worker. And I'm like, you're not making this better by saying that the chick he got rugged by is a sex worker. Like, that makes him look worse.
Right.
You took a sex worker to meet your mom? Crypto Blood, are you taking a sex worker to meet your mom?
Oh, my God. Not even a question. Of course not. Of course not. So, yeah, I saw that. The irony of that is very interesting to see. But hey, man, maybe 24 is a year of exposing the fake, and maybe the real can rise to the top.
Yeah, you know, it's a dragon year, so a lot of the flames are gonna burn the fake, and only thing that's gonna be left is the real, and that's what we're seeing. What's your opinion on Tate? Where are you at?
I actually like Tate. I know I see you're a little reserved and think you took Unk's side. That's cool, man. I think he is not control opposition. I think he is just by the sheer, if you look at the onslaught, I don't know, bro. I listened to his podcast. Now, again, listen, ladies and gentlemen, you should not agree 100% with anybody. You shouldn't agree 100% with Hotep. You shouldn't agree 100% with me. If you agree with 100% with someone, you got to reassess some things.
You got to reassess some things. Can you stop right there, please?
Yeah, there you go.
Can you stop right there? That's a huge point. This is how people get duped by grifters. And I'll be telling people, like, if you agree with everything your favorite grifter says, they're pandering. And you got to get out. You got to sell.
Right. That's right.
My bad.
That's right. No, you're right, bro. Shout out to Crypto Wars. I see you, bro.
Salute. Appreciate you for this $20 super.
Yes, sir. So, yeah, bro, you don't agree with you shouldn't agree with everything that everyone, the people that you follow, you shouldn't agree with everything. So, with that being said, I don't agree with everything Tate does or says, but in totality, like you talked about Charles and White, and net, I think it's a positive for the masculinity movement, if that's what we're calling it. End of the day.
So my opinion is Tate is good for them, not good for me, right? Because I'm a 43-year-old man. I have a family, okay? So his advice doesn't work for me. I've passed that, right? Like, pick up artistry. I did that when I was 18 years old, right? Like, I've mastered that at 20. Okay. Yep. Right? Picking up girls is not hard. And I did it with broke and without money. You just got to have confidence.
Can I say this real quick?
Go ahead.
I agree with you. And my assessment is, this is my assessment of Tate.
Mm-hmm.
Tate was a loser before he had money. See, we were probably the niggas back in the day,
correct,
in high school and stuff, without money, and none of us had really money, right? So it's not, but I could see that being the case with Tate. When he got fame and fortune, then he kind of started feeling himself and the bravado-ness and all of that. I agree with you.
Like, if you ask people when I went to high school, it was like girls would be around me, like it'd be four or five girls, like, is Brian here, is Brian coming, right, where's Brian? Like, you know, the girls loved me, right? And I'm a fairly decent looking guy, but I know how to dress, I got swag, I got confidence, and that's really like all you needed when you're in high school. You didn't, you know, so you're right. So what happened was, I was talking to some guys about Tate, and I said, my son watches Tate sometimes, and I'm okay. I'm happy that exists, right? Because although some of the shit Tate says is toxic, and you know, my boys might not need to hear all of it, I set a foundation for them. But if they're not listening to Tate, what are you going to listen to? Destiny? Right?
Yeah. Like, no, right.
So if
to the point of no one's 100 proof, like, no one's speaking fully all everything right. You know, we're going to bring our own opinions and flawed opinions as a human into the conversation. So,
yeah,
you're right. I don't watch Tate either. I'll catch a podcast here or there.
Right.
Same. I don't sit faithfully. It is for a younger man, motivational type of. Yes, I agree.
Yeah, it's for kids. It's for guys that need to learn these things, and that space has to exist because where do guys go to get advice for being a man? Like, you need that space to understand, especially now the dating marketplace is totally screwed. 1 out of 3 men between the ages of 25 and 35 haven't gotten sex in the past 12 months. Hmm? Yes, and that's 10x what it was the previous generation. The previous 10 years?
I wonder what does that data, is it skewed because of, you think, COVID? But no, COVID is when you should be getting more box.
You should be getting more box under COVID.
In the house with, yeah, okay. Interesting.
I think a lot of this, and maybe you can try and theorize here, but I think some of it has to do with the rainbow flag, feminism. But, you know, if women are dating women, then where does that leave you? And then also it has to do with we're in a seller's market and not a buyer's market as far as
sex is concerned.
We're in a seller's market, as you can see with the OnlyFans. So basically what women are saying is that even if you're not on OnlyFans, basically what it is the price of coochie has went up. Right. So
coochie.
Yeah,
I know about coochie. Coochie dot what? Coochie dot WTF? Go check it out.
You know, it's like she can wait around for the next offer, right? Like if you
think that's true.
Yeah, I think women's options are huge. I think they're waiting around for that 1% guy. They're waiting for a Hotep Jesus. They're waiting for somebody who has more status, more money, more clout, right? You know, women checking you out, they're looking to see how many followers you got, you know, what's your lifestyle images on your Instagram, right? Like, and they're dating for status and power more so now than ever, right? So it's a seller's market, and if fellas ain't coming with a high enough bid, that woman's going to the next highest offer. You know, like, I feel bad because it's like if you at a party and Hotep Jesus walks in, you're going to be able to compete with me, you know, because all these women didn't see me on TV and, you know, they're coming up to me at events and ain't you Hotep Jesus, da, 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 da. And their boyfriend's standing right there and I'm looking at him and I'm looking at her and that's really awkward. Babe, take a picture of me and Hotep Jesus. And I'm like, nigga. That's funny.
Have you had any conflict?
No.
At any events or anything? Okay.
No. Good. But tell me, isn't that like a violation? Like, your woman should not ask another man for a picture, no. Right?
No. I would be a little upset if my lady did such a thing. Yeah. Ain't nothing about jealousy or anything. I think there's a decorum, right, that you should have as a woman that's by your, you know, that's with your man out in public somewhere. Just, you know, come on.
Yeah. Calm down. Yeah, calm
it's
down.
Jesus. It's not Jesus, it's Hotep Jesus. come on now.
Right.
So, yeah. So, I agree with you on that.
I usually feel bad and I make the boyfriend get in the picture with us.
There you go. Smart man.
You know, yep. And I put her on his side and I'm on his other side. I'm not standing next to you. Like, I'm trying to help him. I'm trying to teach him. Do not let your woman do this, bro.
Yeah. There's no understanding there. There's no understanding.
And it's always white guys. You know, the beta white guys, I should say. Because, you know, no alpha white guy, their chicks know what the fuck is up, you know?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, they know.
Yeah, but you know, that's where the dating marketplace is now. So that's why you need an Andrew Tate to teach these kids what's up, you know?
I think so. I'm with it. If my son was old enough, he would definitely be watching it. I had a COVID kid, you know, so he's a young one. So, yeah.
How old is he?
He's 3.
Yeah, so same age as my daughter. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I had a COVID baby, too. We was locked in. I ain't had nothing to do but the hunch.
Come on, man.
You know what I'm saying?
And then doing a stream. I know you same way, man. You know, we work from the studio, so.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So, but yeah, I, you know, would you rather your son watch toxic masculinity content or simp feminist content? You know what I mean?
Toxic all day.
Yeah.
Because I can reel that back in.
I could reel that back in.
The simp, I don't know. What's that thing out there, bro? Man down.
Your son ain't coming back from
that.
He
ain't coming back from that.
He gonna be arguing with you.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he ain't coming back from that one, bro.
Yeah. So
coming back.
I would definitely give him some Andrew Tate DVDs before.
Right. Hey, low-key, I don't know if you know who this lady Whitney Webb is. You gotta be familiar with her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
She made a profound statement about archiving, you know, a lot of the content that we digest or ingest,
mm-hmm.
archiving it on a DVD or some drive, because there may be a time when we can't get access to it from the internet.
Facts.
I said, damn, that round of applause. That's a good one.
That's true.
So I'm going to have to get out my old DVD recorder and record me some Andrew Tate.
Put it on DVD. We're going to be able to sell those in the apocalypse. I got these Andrew Tate DVDs.
Yo, crazy story, bro. Back in the day, I was in high school. I was in the hood somewhere. Pulled up, leaving one of my chicks' cribs. Pulled up to the gas station. Cat come up to the door. Hey, man, I got this Paid in Full 2. Paid in Full 2. Dog, you got Paid in Full 2? How you get that? I'm like, I gotta have this one, bro. You know I took that joint home. I want you to guess what the damn disc was.
It was porn.
No, it was an AOL disc.
That nigga sold you an AOL disc?
He sold me a free AOL disc that we used to get in the mail, bro.
You got rugged.
I got rugged.
Paid in Full 2.
He sold me an AOL disc, bro. I popped it in the computer. I didn't get the Microsoft media player used to come up. I didn't get that. That didn't come up. I got a You Got Mail installed.
Oh, shit. Took me back to 96.
Yeah, bro.
You know, here's my thing with Andrew Tate. We got to put his success into frame. Mm. And I don't want people trying to kill themselves to be Andrew Tate or reach his level of success, right? Because he got where he got off of sex work.
Yes.
He was an e-pimp. And he tried to deny he was an e-pimp. And I'm like, how you gonna deny it? I'm looking at the video of you teaching people how to be an e-pimp. Yeah. You sold the courses on this.
Pimpin' ain't dead. It just moved to the web. Like Pimp C say, rest in peace, Pimp C.
Yeah.
It ain't dead. It moved to the web.
Yeah. So he was a pimp, right? And that's not a moral way to make your money, in my opinion. Right? I don't think
I agree. I couldn't do it.
I couldn't do it. Yeah.
I couldn't do it. No, I couldn't do it.
So if that's how he took his money and then, you know, reinvested it, which is a smart thing to do, you know, fine and well and good. But let's always remember that Andrew Tate's a pimp. And as long as we can remember that he's a pimp, then he's in perspective. He's in the frame that he needs to be in. Let's not make him some sort of mogul, some sort of, you know, beacon of achievement and success. No, he's not that. He's a pimp. And that's just that simple. And you guys can have, anybody can have their opinion on what you think about that. And, you know, Andrew Tate.
Yeah, that's one of my issues with him. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, some people sell drugs to get their startup capital. Right. And I don't think that's a moral way to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, think about people in the music industry. Right. They sell drugs and they reinvest it and then they make their money legal. Right. And now they're clean and they're out. So, he just went the pimp route. And I just think we need to be honest about that. Like Gary Vee, you know, he carries around this moniker of self-made. And I'm like, nigga.
Didn't his parents have the wine business and made money and he took it over? And
exactly. I slept on my friend's couch eating sandwiches. First of all, your dad had the big wine company worth millions. All you did was add social media to it. You probably used his funds to purchase all of your social media equipment that you used to level up his business. And then you turned it into a media company from your dad's millionaire business. Like, we don't have millionaire dads. It's not what we have, right? So my problem with Gary V is he needs to tell, because he targets black kids sometimes. Nah, tell them black kids the truth. My daddy was a millionaire. You can't do what I did, but here's how I can help you. But he takes on this self-help thing, and I'm
self-help,
like...
Self-help, garage sales. Remember he was doing that for a while? I can show you how to make $1,000. Gary.
Yeah.
Boy, they lucky they can keep me out of that industry, boy. I would be a fucking menace. I'm just too real, man.
I don't have no problem with Gary Vee. I don't have no problem with Andrew Tate. But when it comes to me and my audience, I got to put these people in frame because I have kids that are
context
in.
Context is everything.
Yeah.
Context is everything.
I got college kids that watch my show. They got to know how people got their startup because those people aren't telling them. I'm going to tell you how I got my startup. I'm going to tell you my story, right? And I'll be honest about that. You cannot do what Hotep Jesus did. You cannot be Hotep Jesus because Hotep Jesus grew up with a silver spoon in his mouth. Both of my parents were semi-affluent. They both took home six-figure incomes. Mm-hmm. And my dad invested in technology. And I grew up with computers. That's why I'm so good with computers now. I grew up. My brother's like CTO of some big bank or some shit like that. And he graduated from NJIT and he's a programmer and a math genius. So I grew up around tech. I have that advantage over you. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to sit up here and be like, yo, I made it out the mud. No, I did not. I got lucky. I had a parent lottery. I won the parent lottery.
I was having this thought exercise. I have it quite often about that. You said luck.
Yeah.
Okay. How much of all these people, success, percentage-wise, if you could put an actual number on it, was luck?
Well, there's different levels of luck. You got the parent lottery luck, right?
Right.
Then you got...
add all that in there. Like, all the different types of luck.
Damn.
You know, sum it up, you know, bring it into a group. What's the percentage? Because I got a follow-up on that.
I got to say anywhere from 60 to 80.
Okay, we're on the same page.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Whether it's environment, parents.
And the reason why successful people don't tell you this, guys, is because then it de-minimizes their importance and their intellect. A lot of this shit has to do with it's circumstantial, it's luck. Now, you have to be prepared, though. You do have to be prepared.
Yes.
But I'm just telling you. A lot of this shit is just circumstantial. You can call it luck, you can call it fate, whatever you want. They don't want to tell you. That's the secret. That's the Illuminati secret.
Yeah.
They don't want to tell you that.
I was in one of these crypto Discord chats one time, and you know, they were talking, why can't black people just, you know, get into crypto and get into this, and you know, the information's free and everywhere. And I'm like, there's something called proximity to information, right? So it starts with your family group and your friend group, and you don't know what you don't know. So if your friend group talks crypto or talks stock or your parents are in that world, you have a proximity to information. You also have proximity to city life. If you live out in the rural backwoods, you don't even know what to – it's like AI, right?
Yeah.
If you don't know what to type in AI, it's useless.
Right.
Same thing with Google. You got to know. You can't just type in how to make money, especially now, because it's just a bunch of garbage blogs are going to pop up. Right. And they're going to tell you, you know, go start with garage sales. Right. And that may be helpful. Right. Get a little capital. But it's not helpful. You need to know. Somebody's got to tell you, go listen to Crypto Blood. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And then the algorithm starts feeding you more of that information.
Right.
So the problem is proximity to information. And that's that luck you're talking about here, that 60 to 80%.
I see someone in the chat room, a couple of people are saying they don't believe in luck. They're, you know, that they're kind of saying that luck is a non-spiritual thing. Okay, it's semantics. Okay,
yeah,
guys?
I think that's semantics.
Because at the end of the day, you call it favor. Either you call it favor, luck, fate, whatever it is.
Yeah.
That has a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
That's definitely a semantic argument. Luck. Okay, yeah. I was blessed. Fine.
I was blessed. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Whatever you want to call it.
Because we can't, I mean, we here in America, we definitely have, if you want to call it favor, we're blessed to be in the position we are. We definitely have a lot of legs up on the rest of society. But let's take the luck of the draw, fate, whatever you want to call it. If you were born in Somalia, I'm sorry. If luck had it that you were born in Somalia, my friend, you're at the bottom.
Yeah.
You got a long way up. It's going to be a hard and not impossible. So that's what I'm saying when I say luck. Well,
shout out Cooley Bravo. Cooley Bravo in the chat.
Oh, this is a real hotel brother.
Shout out Cooley. You know,
what's up, Cooley?
Cooley said it is luck. Me and HJ would have never crossed paths if Twitter didn't exist. That's big facts. I love Cooley. He's a fucking genius, bro. But yeah, you know, I always give this, you know, especially to these lucky white guys. Let's call them lucky white guys, right?
Oh, they lucky as hell.
So the lucky white guys don't understand. And what I always tell them, I says, imagine if you were born and your mother is an addict and your dad's a pimp. What do you do with that? What are you learning as a child, as a baby? You are learning drugs and selling drugs and consuming drugs. You're learning pimping. The concept of crypto or Wall Street never even enters your environment. You don't even know it exists. Right? So, you know, it's like talking to somebody about health. And you say, are you familiar with the lymphatic system? If you've never heard of it, how would you know to go look for it? Because nobody ever talks about it, right? So some of these kids have bad luck.
Yes. Unfortunately, yes. Life isn't fair.
It's not fair. So, and, you know, people say, well, they can come out of those circumstances. And the fact of the matter is, it's true. But somebody has to penetrate his environment. Pause, just in case. No kidding. Has to enter his environment and then, you know, create a window for him to see. Here's the possibilities, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it is luck, man. A lot of it is luck, man. And you can create your own luck.
Yes. So that's the thing. Like, I'm not saying it's all doom and gloom. You know, if you're not where you want to be in life right now, the only hope there is, or faith, that you know, for my spiritual people, the only faith that you have there is to keep going. Because if you stop, you'll never meet that where time, where preparation and opportunity meet.
Yeah.
So you always have to keep going. You cannot stop ever. You can never stop. You
can't
have to keep going.
Yeah. Luck favors the prepared.
There you go.
Yeah. You know, Joe Rogan, I got lucky, you know, fucking Fox,
dude.
Lucky. Like, that's all that's luck, but it's still the preparation that met luck, right?
Yes.
Knowing what to do at that time when the opportunity came, right?
Exactly.
So you still have to prepare for when those moments of opportunity are presented. And that's why you can't slouch a second, because what happened is in your destiny lifeline is a meeting with somebody very important that's going to take your life to the next level. But that's the day you decided to smoke weed and not work. So that opportunity got deferred to a later date. And now you got to wait for the next one.
World line.
Or a whole different. Now you're on a whole different line. Yeah. I still got to pick your brain about this crypto shit. Let me read some super chats here to make sure we take care of our good people. We met our goal today. Appreciate y'all, yo. Appreciate y'all. Spotless said, where do you see the halving taking BTC by December?
I'll say that. I'm sorry. I was reading comments.
Yeah. He wants to know, what do you think the price of Bitcoin is going to be in December, you know, taking a halving into consideration?
So I want you guys to come over to my channel, because I think Thursday or Friday I'm going to release an interview I did with a guy named Waters Above.
What time? What time are you releasing that?
I don't know it at this point.
Okay. Just don't release it at 2 p.m. That's when I'm live.
I won't. Okay. No, it'll be the interviews I usually drop later on.
Okay.
So he does a lot of gematria, numerology and stuff, looks at the astrology, you know, the moon phases and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a great conversation today, and he's been spot on, bro, like crazy. It just makes no sense.
Mm.
But anyway, he's saying that we should definitely run past all-time highs. So this is the important piece that he highlighted in the interview today, guys. Bitcoin hits all-time highs. It has never hit all-time highs in anything other than the fourth quarter of the year. I didn't realize that.
That's a good point.
So that narrows down your window of opportunity. Now, of course, the past is not, does not necessarily repeat itself. It rhymes. But from all past historical data that we have on Bitcoin, all-time highs get hit in the fourth quarter of whatever cycle year we're in. So with that's one point. There are some other things, again, that come into play with the eclipse and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But December into January should be crazy. Yeah, it should be like he's saying $200,000-$400,000 Bitcoin. Yeah. Because we're ending. So this is the other thing, Hotep. We're ending. We got the fourth solar eclipse on either September 30th or October 2nd. It's in that range.
Oh, shit.
That also denotes the start of the top of a cycle.
Oof.
Every time. We looked at the chart every freaking time in Bitcoin. So.
Money's following the stars.
It's weird.
Always has.
It is very, very strange.
Since ancient times, money has always followed the stars.
Very true.
Damn.
So to answer this question, we should be past all-time highs in December.
Hey.
1,200, I don't know where, but yeah, way higher.
Hey, depending on how y'all shit is set up, if you're watching this stream, you are either blessed or lucky. You motherfuckers.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Shout out to Crypto Wars once again. Appreciate you, bro. Bradley Linnaeus, 49 for the goal.
This a real hotel.
Thank you, Bradley.
When are you gonna get Charles? Now that's gonna break the internet.
Who?
Charleston White.
Get him on here.
Come on.
I don't want to.
Really?
Yeah.
Why not?
Because I only interview people I want to learn from.
Interesting.
I don't do the whole poaching for views thing, right?
Yeah.
I don't do the whole get them because it's good entertainment. Now, if Carlson
Maybe
White
should,
people,
bro.
I mean, of course Maybe we should. Of course we should. That's what's holding us back.
It is. Seriously, bro.
Our
we're
morals.
We're too genuine.
We're too genuine.
Yeah, we're too genuine.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I've come to the conclusion. Because I don't go for clickbait. Like, I can go get, like, the people that I've had on my channel, I could leverage that to get pretty much anyone on the channel.
Right.
I mean, I've had Robert Kiyosaki, just all these huge names, right?
Yeah.
And I haven't even reached out to Robert again, because I just have not felt like having them. So, yeah.
I sent a DM.
I gotta do better, man. I got to start tricking and whoring out here.
I'm with you. It seems that way because everybody else is doing it and we just watch
they
them
sure
zoom
are.
Passes.
They sure are, bro.
But like you said, I could DM anybody and get the interview, right?
Yes, you can.
Charleston White, like if people email me, of course I'd be like, yes. I wouldn't say, no, I don't want to speak to him. It's not type of thing. It's just that, you know, I'm all about information and feeding my brain. So I'm like, I'm going to bring Crypto Blood on because I got to pick his brain. Like you told us about the Telegram bots. We're going to talk about your other bots in a moment here that you got. And make sure y'all subscribe to Crypto Blood.
Yes, please. Highly shadow banned, or what's the term they use on YouTube? I am put in the borderline. Do you know about this term?
What?
Okay, we dropping jewels today. We dropping alpha today, ladies and gents. So me and Rice, my man Rice, Chris Rice, you know Rice.
Crypto Rice.
Yeah. We did a show maybe a year ago on Rumble only because, you know, it's too hot for YouTube. But We did some research, bro, and we found that, you know, YouTube puts us, me and you, Rice and many others, in a category called borderline content. And they significantly throttle our viewership and reach. So most likely, we're in that borderline content bucket.
How do we get out?
Tell Elon to buy Alphabet, then he can then take over YouTube, and then problem solved.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to spend like a whole week dropping pro-Israel content. I think that'll break me out.
It may. It certainly may. Absolutely.
Oh, man. Damn.
Borderline content.
Yeah. People ask me all the time, you know, you're shadow ban. I'm like, yeah, I know, but I'm Hotep Jesus, so it doesn't translate,
bro,
to the real world.
You've been in a Joe Rogan's joint twice, bro.
Yeah.
That's like legendary.
Thanks, man. Yeah. Joe's a good guy too. Fucking genius. He's another one of those guys that really knows how to handle conversation. When I watch Joe, I study him. Yeah. Amazing.
Some people call themselves Art of Dialogue, but he's the real Art of Dialogue.
I figured out his trick.
What is it?
It's the same trick I use.
You just let people talk, or?
No, that's basic, right? Like, a lot of interviewers don't let their people talk. I hate that shit. No, he gives pushback. He challenges you. He makes you argue a little bit. He'll disagree with you. He'll say, I disagree with that, right? And that juices the interviewee and makes them and really brings out more. I didn't get that the second time until I watched him interview other people. I'm like, oh, I should have argued with this nigga last time.
Gotcha.
You know, so
interesting. Okay, that's what I'm gonna learn new. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I never observed that. So yeah, that's.
Disagree with your guests respectfully. Like, you know, he always does respectfully.
Right.
Yeah. Shout out to Bradley. Thank you for the $50 super.
Oh, this is a real hotel.
Black conservative, $10 super. No content on internet, radio, or TV like yours.
Oh, this is a real hotel, brother.
Hey, man, you right. Ain't you gonna find this shit nowhere. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
And that's why I want to make sure that, you know, when I create my platforms that I reach back out to people who've helped me, right? Like, yeah. I could be going to get some big person that clicks, and I'm like, nah, I want to talk to Crypto Blood. That's my homie. I met him. He's real. He's helped me. He's a brother like me. We're in the same space, which brings me to my next question. Are we DEI hires in crypto? Are we like the DEI? Do you feel like a DEI? Do people
Hell
treat
no.
you like a DEI?
No.
Okay.
I ain't no DEI help, because I would be on speaker panels at conferences and shit. I ain't on nothing. I'm too real, bro. I don't know.
How come we don't get those? How come we don't get those panel looks?
I don't know. Maybe it's our names. Maybe it's our stage names.
Yeah.
They think I'm a real blood. Great.
Like you about to come shoot up shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe they think you're really Jesus or something. Who the fuck knows, bro?
I be seeing everybody get booked. I like they just had the shit out here in New York City. And
oh yeah, NYFT or something.
Yeah.
NYCFT, NFT.
Yeah. And
Who was the token DEI hire for that? Oh, okay.
I don't know. I just remember I hopped into Twitter space. My family wasn't here, so, you know, it was late night and I was on a Twitter space and they were like, yeah, we're all in New York City. And I'm like, first of all, fuck y'all, because none of y'all caught me and told me you was around the corner from me. You know what I'm saying? Second of all, how the fuck was I not booked for an event that's right there? You know what I'm saying?
You should be getting show money right now. You know that, right?
Yeah. Like, yeah.
At least you should be getting like 10K.
Yeah.
Minimum, 10K.
Yeah.
Running around circuits.
Just talking.
Yeah, just talking.
And I'm one of the best to do it.
Yeah, you are. I ain't even bigging you up. Like, I'm not even like brown nosing it. Like, for, you know, I don't say that to many people.
I know.
It's so funny when I talk to my girl, I rarely like will give her a compliment. So when I like when doing something, not of course I'm complimenting her. Baby, you're beautiful.
Right.
But I'm saying like if you do something right and you hit spot on it, you execute on it, then I'm gonna tell you about it. And so it hits different. Do your research. It hits different. It hits different when you don't give compliments much, but when they are actually necessary and deserve.
Yeah.
So I'm telling you about it. You should definitely be much, much.
Listen, bigger. If the crypto people are watching and you're somebody in charge and you need a DEI hire, call me in Crypto Blood. We are here for hire. And I'm telling you, if they gave me and you a panel, bro, and then let us like run the stage, nobody could ever be better than us at that.
No, it'd be over.
These guys don't create good content on these stages. Do you ever see anything go viral?
They're lame.
They don't got no swag on them stages.
None. I don't know, man.
I'm not mad at it. I just, we're just making observations.
That's it. I don't care. I'm going to eat regardless. I'm going to eat regardless. It does not actually matter, but we're just making observations here.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about coochie.wtf. Am I supposed to click this link?
Yeah, it's safe, bro. I wouldn't send you nothing.
I know. I'm just saying, like.
Look at the link before you make any more comments.
Hold on. I got to bring this up on the screen. Oh, my God. How did I not notice? Yo, they must be shadow banning you from my timeline because I never see you on my timeline. I've never seen this before. What is this? Hold on. I'll put it on the screen. Oh, this is absolutely in fucking sane. Coochie Gucci? Coochie greater than Gucci.
Yeah, Coochie's definitely greater than Gucci.
Your first luxury meme coin project. Pre-sale live right now. Oh, you got the pre-sale live right now?
Pre-sale live right now, ladies and gentlemen. I'm taking this one to the top.
Okay, hold on. The chart not looking too good. Talk to me about what's going on with the chart here.
So that's pre-sale.
Okay.
So so I told you about pump.fun. I'll explain more after the show, but basically you're able to get in before the liquidity pool and it's on DEX tool. So that's what that's all about.
Right.
So once we hit the threshold of, I think we're about 60, 70%. So we're on our way up getting funded.
Okay.
Once we hit that, then we go live. So it's a fair launch. It's a fair launch. Yep, fair launch. So
I'll connect my wallet, right?
On pump. Yep.
And then I'll place my buy order with Saul.
Yep.
And then I'll be in there on pre-sale.
Yep. So we got a few things up our sleeve. It's a community launch coin. Got a lot of ideas coming up. Merch, of course. We're gonna try to do some shoes actually. I'm talking to the manufacturer now.
Okay.
So we're going to do some shoes. We're going to basically be the first meme luxury line. And you only be able to buy it with Coochie.
Oh, I like that.
What else is better?
That's genius.
You got to buy Coochie.
Yeah.
If you don't buy Coochie, then who are you? What are you doing?
I know.
But as you can see, the motif Coochie. Is like, basically, bro, it was kind of like a theme that came up. Like, if you think about it, right, all the scammers, they all wear Gucci, bro.
Yes,
like,
yes.
If you think about it, right?
Yes.
It's crazy.
So,
it's all good.
All right. So, here's a concept for me, right? Like, I want to drop a meme coin. You got your pre-sale going. We got to schedule these things out so we don't conflict with our audiences, right? Because I want my audience to hop in on your pre-sale. I'm going to pump your pre-sale. I'm going to meme it up. But we got to create, like, a meme coin syndicate where we coordinate as a team to really – say, all right, this week, here's how we're pumping. And the next week, or next month, we got the Hotep coin and everybody get behind that. And then after that, we're going to do. So what's the other project you got here? The Kanye West.
Oh, Kanye West. That came out of kind of like the whole racist meme movement that happened. I'm like, let's do something a little bit tasteful, a little bit more tasteful.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
so still edgy.
Edgy, very edgy.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's the other one. But that one, we ran into some issues, bro. Because
what you mean?
We got that one funded. We actually got that one funded.
Okay.
From Pump.Fund, it reached King of the Hill. It made a liquidity pool and everything. But the issue with that is, and we didn't think about this until after the fact, because we are serious about these meme coins. We really want to brand them, get them more awareness and everything. Bro, we couldn't get no white influencer to talk about Kunye coin.
Really?
No, that's, dude, no one would do that.
They Kunye scared. Coin? They scared.
That's, yeah, that's a little too much.
They scared.
That's a little too much. So.
Cancel culture got everybody acting like bitches.
Yeah, absolutely. We're still going to, that's still part of the community coin, so it holds benefits to hold that coin.
You know what it is?
Last week.
Mm-hmm. They don't get it.
Of course not.
That's what it is. They don't get it. They don't. It's got too much culture.
Yeah.
And these guys ain't got no culture.
Right.
So like it's like you can't even be black in this space.
Yeah.
You've got to be more universal, I guess. Yeah. Yeah.
So. But no, man, those are our two community coins. Coochie is in fair launch mode right now.
Mm-hmm.
We got a lot going on with that one. Much more brandable. And we actually are going to hook up with Asvoria. We're going to have a virtual store in their metaverse. It's Asvoria is a Solana-based meta world that's being built.
Okay.
They actually got like a few components to their whole ecosystem, but so we're lining up some partners for that one. That one's going to be huge.
Okay. But, keep me in touch. We'll pump it.
I think you were actually on the wrong. I have to fix the link. I think the one you were on was the previous campaign on Pump.Fund.
Oh,
they have
okay.
They have a black logo or a white logo for Gucci on the Pump.Fund.
I don't see a logo here, but I'm also on my browser that it says Gucci greater than Gucci is the logo. It's got the Gucci logo.
When you click on the Pump.Fund link,
yeah,
what was that? What did it show?
Yeah, it's showing the Gucci logo.
Is it white on black?
It's white.
Or black on
it's
white?
White on black. No, black on white.
Okay, that's the old campaign. That's why you're seeing that one.
That
was the one we restarted it because Pump was having web issues.
Okay.
So our campaign got significantly cut. So
throttled. Okay. So
you
we had the wrong
update
one.
The link. Yeah, I'll update the link.
You got updated DNS, I guess.
Yeah, let me see.
Yeah,
I'll send you the other one. But yeah, man, it's
send me the
I'm
pump.
Excited,
send me
bro.
The send
this
me the pump
is,
link.
Yeah, this is part of again. I said it at the beginning, Hotep. You know, everyone won't have a brand as big as yours, right? But try to figure out how you can leverage a meme coin of some sort. It doesn't cost much to launch, but incorporate it somehow into your business.
Yeah.
Into your brand, into your whole ecosystem as an individual, because nowadays more than ever it's going to be important that individuals have a personal brand online. Again, it doesn't have to be as big as Hoteps, it doesn't have to be as big as Crypto Bloods, but still have one and monetize it.
Well, so, the thing is,
I just sent you the link on DM.
All right, I'm gonna pull it up. The thing is, I'm a brand, but then there's the community brand. Right. So it's Hotep Jesus. But then we got all the Hoteps. Right.
See, that's bigger than you.
Bingo.
Way bigger than you.
So the community's bigger than me. Like,
yes.
So when we drop the meme coin, it's going to be community based and not Hotep Jesus centralized,
yes.
You know? So
yes,
I want to get you in, Wendy,
yeah,
Stacky. I want to bring y'all in and help consult. We got the guys over at Sys. I want to do a Solana meme coin and a Sys meme coin, right? So mm-hmm. Solana, I might do We Was Kangs, and then on Sys coin, we'll do Hotep coin or whatever we figure out, right? But, you know, that's how I'm looking at it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Crypto Blood. Subscribe to his YouTube channel. This dude has so much information. Last question. What's up with your trading bot?
Trading bot, bloodalytics.com. Check it out.
How does that work? What do I do? Do I drop ETH in there and then let it trade for me? How much setup does it take?
Yeah, it's different than the
Telegram
bot that we're talking about, like on Telegram, where that bot is more so to help facilitate trades for you, like make it easy to trade. You don't have to go through the browser interface to, you know, whatever, right? Mm-hmm. It's way faster too. They have the gas fees a little higher, so you push your trades through. Now, my bot is basically it's based off a system that I've built on TradingView, okay, and I have that connected through an API that I built that connects to my partner Fairdesk.com, their exchange. So you don't give me any money. You pay for the service. You set up your Fairdesk account, and then I send you the instructions on how to sync it to your account to trade my signals. There are 5 pairs that we're trading right now.
Oh, so you have the signal set up and you trade. So is it a set and forget?
Yes. Yeah, for the customer, for the end user, it is. Yep.
Right. That's what I need. I need to have. So what are you doing? Is it doing ETH over there, Solana? What are you flipping over there?
Yeah, so we've got Ethereum. We've got Bitcoin, BNB, Sol, XRP. I can tell you the other couple ones.
Those are the majors right there.
Yeah, those are the majors. So we got Ethereum, Bitcoin, Binance, Dogecoin, Matic, XRP, Cardano, and Sol. So it's 6 altogether.
Dope. That's Bloodalytics.
Uh huh.
Yeah, Bloodalytics. Make sure y'all go get that. Last question. CBDCs. Tell me what you think about my theory. I don't think the Federal Reserve is going to release a CBDC. I think what they're going to do is take the stable coins and regulate them and make them public utilities, and those will be de facto CBDCs.
Ain't got nothing to say. Good night and good luck, guys.
Is that it? Is that what's happening?
That's it.
Oh, wow. Because I see Congress is talking about stablecoin regulation and coupling the bill with the CBDC.
Spot on, bro. Spot on.
Damn.
Spot on. That's exactly what's going to happen.
Well,
in my opinion,
I think that's the most plausible way forward.
Because coming out with the actual coin, bro, that's just too obvious. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They can already. So here's, let me just say this before we wrap up. We can go on for hours.
Right.
The thing about the stablecoin market, what people don't understand is that right now, as we speak, we've seen the DOJ, what other agency? DOJ, I think even Homeland Security, they've frozen wallets, Ethereum, USDT, and USDC wallets.
Yes.
A lot of people don't know that they can do that.
Right.
So they can basically whitelist a wallet to where it cannot move those coins. And I'm talking about coins that are in your own custody, self-custody.
Right. The actual coins themselves. Yes.
Yeah. Not on an exchange, in your wallet. They can take your, they can, if they can identify that you own that wallet, they can do a smart contract kind of upgrade and blacklist that wallet from moving those USDT and USDC coins off of your address.
Now,
that's censorship. It's easy.
Where done. Can you have an anonymous USDT wallet?
If you can keep it somehow keep it obfuscated.
Right, yeah. Right. What app is that would be? Does Photon cover USD? Do some of these wallets usually cover USDT or USDC? Because right now it's like Coinbase, and I know Coinbase is gonna snitch.
You know, even that's the problem, Hotep. Even if you have a self-custody wallet, that's going to be an issue for you.
Okay.
You're going to still, if they can identify at some point, they do enough blockchain analysis.
Right.
If they find out they want to block Hotep from, you know, he's building up too much momentum, they find out one of your wallets, they can freeze any USDT or USDC in that wallet, even if it's self-custody.
Damn.
Even if it's self-custody.
Yeah.
So I just want people to be aware of that. And I say all that to say, yes, that makes perfectly good sense that we will see them just usher in or bring in regulation on those two stable coins and make that the de facto basically CBDC.
CBDC. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Don't listen to me for crypto advice. Listen to Crypto Blood. You want that breakdown on crypto to the next level? See, I'm like an introductory. I kind of introduce people and tell them they stupid for not being in this industry. But Eli, when you're ready.
He didn't answer his own question. Let me ask you his last question. He knows what he's talking about, guys. So if you can't catch me, listen to Hotep Jesus. Yeah, he'll tell you.
But when y'all ready to go to that next level, Crypto Blood, his link is in the description box below. I'm going to go to commercial break. Be right back. We'll take some phone calls, ladies and gentlemen. Crypto Blood.